Vyasa Puja offering 2017.
Transformative experience. And as the Buddhists have described it in similar ways, it was as if the heavens opened up and Goloka became manifest, the love of God showered down upon the devotees, and they do use that. Srila Prabhupada explained in that lecture dynamics of spirit's life. We offer our respects to the representative of Srila Vyasadeva. And he offers it to the Brahmara, ultimately to Vyasadeva, Srila Vyasadeva. And as our respect goes upward, blessings. purely. We experience the effects of the Abhisattva Jnana, as described by Mahaprabhu in his Shushastra. It expands the rays of the Vedanta. We become enlightened. And within we experience peace and joy and compassion to share the gift Srila Prabhupada has blessed us with to others. The real meaning of Vyasa Puja, Srila Prabhupada describes from different perspectives in his different lectures on the day. Back in the, I believe it was the 1930s, when Srila Prabhupada offered his Vyasa Puja. And it's so much pleased to Guru Maharaj, especially that one line, absolute sentient thou hast proved, in personal calamity, let's remove. Srila Bhakti's done such when he showed that Vyasa-puja offering to others in his travels. And what if Srila Prabhupada's grandmother remarked that in that verse, Srila Prabhupada so much encapsulated the mind and the mission of his Guru Maharaj, much as Srila Rupa Goswami had in his verse, which revealed how he understood the mind and the heart of Srila Rupa Goswami, which could not possibly be comprehended by any intellectual ability, only by divine grace, only by blessings coming down in response to our worship. That should be us first. In this material world, there are epidemics, wars, revolutions. All begin this form. When there is pollution in the ether due to lies and untruths spoken by highly respected personalities, like lawyers, judges, teachers, and gurus, it causes pollution in the ether, which as creation unfolds from subtle to gross, expands to pollute the air, the water, the earth, and the bodies and consciousness. And even when we come together to Ram Sankirtan to purify the atmosphere beginning with our own hearts, if we have conflicting intentions, that Ram Sankirtan will not bring about the desired peace and harmony. In, I believe it was 1961, in Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada happened to be during his Guru Maharaj Sri Vyasa Puja. And after all the conflict in the Gaudiya Math following the disappearance of Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, his disciples were at last coming together again. And what brings disciples together so much as Sri Vyasa Puja? And as they read their homages, Srila Prabhupada was junior amongst the sannyasis. And his Vyasa Puja was more like an explosion of privilege. And he explained the inner spirit of Sri Vyasa Puja. He said, we're all coming together here today to shower flowers upon the picture of my Guru Maharaj. But where is the governing body that he envisioned to manage and inspire a worldwide preaching mission? stay in the temple to bring the minerals. And let the preaching mission expand throughout the world where the Guru Maharaj is concerned. Real Vyasa Puja means serving the mission and the desire of Shri Guru. Above and beyond the shower of flowers. It symbolizes the delicate affections of our hearts which we shower upon them. But the real spirit of Vyasa Puja is worshiping his words, his mission, his intent.
Oops.
And that's how we understand Gurudev. Yesterday we were contemplating how Krishna revealed himself in this world in reciprocation of the intention displayed by the perfect examples of devotion, possibly in the relationship Krishna to Gurudev. They were willing to do anything to facilitate the will, the pleasure, the desire, which is synonymous with the welfare of the world. So too, with worship of Srila Gurudev, it is the Lord himself in his most merciful disposition who can reveal the inner truth and identity correlated to what we see by external senses. And the Lord will be pleased to do so inasmuch as we respect the mission, the will, and the words of Sri Gurudev. Sri Prabhupada gave to all, and he looked for one who could really understand his desire. Let us hear from him and those who praise him properly to understand his desire and how he emphasized cooperation for the purpose of expanding the rays of the benediction moon throughout the world. To dispel the darkness and allow others to experience some of the benefits we have in having our sentient. This is the perfect day to set aside all separate motives, agendas, and focus on what brings real unity and harmony and beauty to the environment. It all begins with sound. But the real potency within the divine sound of Krishna's holy name requires the kind of purity, surrender, and humility which Srila Prabhupada so perfectly. And if we take his words and his mission as our life and soul, as he did with his Guru Maharaj, then we're all invested with some degree of creative potency, just like Prabhupada. And if the purity of our intent is compatible with the chanting of the Holy Name, that will create the environment of peace, harmony, respect for Guru is delivered by him to the brother of ultimate issues of Krishna. Their blessings shall allow times of the truth. So let us glorify him not only with our words, but with our hearts. And adopt him as a mission as a life and soul. As he so perfectly exemplified.
You are the